Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Always You is a memoir by Chloe Fisher that combines personal narrative with reflective guidance on fertility, grief, and emotional uncertainty. Centered on her relationship with DJ and producer Paul Fisher, the book follows Chloe from her upbringing on Sydney's northern beaches through the upheaval of travel, career building, and the difficult path to motherhood. It is presented not only as a memoir, but also as a practical companion for readers facing infertility, pregnancy loss, or the strain of waiting for a family. The book's purpose is clearly supportive. It uses Chloe's experience to normalize vulnerability, show the value of community, and offer readers a framework for coping when life does not unfold on a predictable timeline. Because it blends memoir with tools and reflections, it stands at the intersection of personal storytelling and emotional self-help. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir shaped by love, public success, and private longing. The book is built around the contrast between an outwardly glamorous life and an intensely private emotional struggle. Chloe Fisher describes meeting Paul Fisher in Bali, entering a fast-moving relationship, and navigating life around travel, work, and his growing international profile. That public momentum matters because it frames the central tension of the memoir while her life appeared full and successful. She was carrying a quiet and persistent desire to become a mother. This contrast gives the book its narrative force, rather than presenting fame or partnership as a complete answer to personal fulfillment. The memoir shows how a person can feel deeply unsettled even in circumstances that look enviable from the outside. The result is a more realistic account of adult life than a conventional celebrity memoir, because it places emotional absence alongside external achievement. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who understand that success in one area does not resolve grief, uncertainty, or unmet hopes in another. Secondly, fertility struggles as the memoir's central emotional and practical thread. A major purpose of the book is to document the emotional reality of infertility and the unpredictable process of trying to conceive. Chloe Fisher does not treat this as a side issue or a brief hardship. It is the book's core conflict and the reason the memoir exists in this form. The narrative shows how fertility challenges can dominate daily life, affect identity, and create a cycle of hope, disappointment, and endurance. Importantly, the book does not reduce infertility to a simple inspirational lesson. Instead, it acknowledges the strain of waiting, the loneliness of repeated setbacks, and the difficulty of remaining hopeful without denying pain. This makes the memoir useful not only as a personal story, but also as a point of recognition for readers in similar situations. Its value lies in how it names an experience often hidden from public view and places it in a language that is emotionally accessible. By making infertility central rather than incidental, the book gives the subject seriousness and visibility. Thirdly, breakout sections that turn memoir into a support resource. What distinguishes Always You from many other memoirs is its use of breakout sections that offer reflections, guidance, and tools. And these sections shift the book beyond retrospective storytelling and into a more intentional support format. According to the available information, Chloe Fisher frames the book as something she wished she had during her own journey, which explains why the structure includes practical help rather than only emotional recollection. That design matters because fertility and grief can leave readers overwhelmed by feeling rather than insight. So a memoir with supportive prompts can feel more usable than a purely narrative account. The book, therefore, works on two levels. It tells a personal story, and it also offers a framework for thinking through uncertainty, loss, and resilience. This hybrid structure broadens the book's appeal to people who may not usually pick up a memoir, but need a resource that is empathetic, accessible, and grounded in lived experience. It is a careful blend of testimony and companionship. Fourthly, grief, uncertainty, and the refusal of easy explanations. Another important feature of the book is its approach to grief and emotional uncertainty. The available descriptions show that Chloe Fisher is careful not to rely on simplistic phrases such as "everything happens for a reason." That matters because the memoir positions itself as honest about the limits of comfort language when someone is in crisis. Instead of forcing meaning onto suffering, the book appears to validate the confusion and emotional instability that can accompany loss, infertility, and prolonged waiting. This approach gives the memoir credibility, especially for readers who are tired of generic encouragement that does not reflect their situation. The book's message is not that pain is easy to transcend, but that it is possible to move through hardship with support, reflection, and time. This distinction is important because it makes the memoir emotionally responsible. It does not promise neat resolution or universal answers. Instead, it offers acknowledgement, which can be more valuable to readers facing complex personal challenges. That honesty is one of the book's strongest qualities. Lastly, A community-minded account of healing through storytelling and advocacy, the memoir also stands out for linking personal healing with broader community support. Chloe Fisher is associated with the Darling Shine podcast and the Pink Elephant Support Network, and the available material shows that her public voice is tied to advocacy for women affected by infertility and early pregnancy loss. That context shapes the book's meaning. It is not only a personal statement, but also part of a wider effort to reduce isolation around reproductive grief. By emphasizing storytelling, vulnerability, and shared experience, the book argues that healing is often relational rather than solitary. This is a meaningful contribution because readers dealing with fertility issues frequently encounter silence or misunderstanding from others. The memoir counters that isolation by modeling open conversation and by pointing towards supportive communities. As a result, the book has value for readers who want more than a private anecdote. It offers a sense of connection to a larger conversation about loss, hope, and the emotional labor of trying to build a family. That advocacy dimension helps the book feel socially grounded rather than purely personal. In conclusion, Always You will be most valuable to readers who are dealing with infertility, pregnancy loss, or the emotional strain of waiting for parenthood, as well as to partners, friends, and family members who want a clearer understanding of what that experience can feel like. It also suits readers drawn to memoirs that combine emotional candor with practical reflection, especially when the subject matter involves grief and uncertainty. The book offers two forms of value at once. It provides the intimacy of a lived personal story, and it supplies supportive tools that make the reading experience more usable for people in difficult circumstances. Compared with many memoirs in the same category, it stands out because it does not rely only on storytelling or only on advice. Instead, it blends the two in a way that feels deliberate and reader-centered. Its emphasis on vulnerability, community, and the realities of fertility struggles gives it a specific identity within contemporary memoir writing. For readers seeking recognition, context, and a compassionate companion through a painful topic, it is likely to be especially resonant. If you would like to support Chloe Fisher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.